The Sweet Adventure. In a colorful town not far from here, there was a wondrous chocolate factory owned by a quirky man known as Mr. Coco. One sunny morning, Mr. Coco announced that he had 8 shimmering golden tickets in his famous candy bars, sending the whole town into a delightful frenzy. Little Sammy, an always polite and curious boy, found the first golden ticket while helping his mom grocery shop. His eyes sparkled like stars as he clutched the ticket tightly in his small hands. Not long after, mischievous twins Lily and Billy, notorious for causing harmless trouble, giggled as they uncovered the second golden ticket in their secret hideout by the creek. Next, a golden ticket landed in the hands of Ella, a girl who loved books and dreamed of sweet adventures. She found her prize in the library, tucked inside a fairy tale. The fourth ticket was discovered by a tenacious kid named Theo, who never gave up on his search, and found the shiny ticket taped under a park bench. As for the fifth ticket, it went to little Grace, who dreamed of spaceships and distant worlds. She found her golden ticket flying like a silver leaf caught in a gust of wind. The chase led her through and finally into her open arms at the town's science fair. One by one, the children embarked on a magical tour of Mr. Coco's chocolate factory. Sammy made friends with a dancing candy cane, and the twins, Lily and Billy, marveled at the sea. Of sprinkles. Ella was entranced by a storytelling gummy bear, while Theo cracked puzzles that even grown-ups couldn't solve. But it was Grace who was most surprised when she stepped into a room that looked like a spaceship's control center, where she helped Mr. Coco fix a before making intergalactic chocolate comets. At the end of the tour, Mr. Coco gathered the children and revealed that he was looking for someone kind-hearted, inventive, and courageous to lead the chocolate factory into the future. The room filled with joyous as he announced that all the kids had special qualities, and they would all get a part in making the factory more magical than ever. Because in the end, it was not about winning or losing, but about the adventures they had, the friendships they made, and the sweetness of sharing happiness with others. And so the children's laughter echoed through the halls of the chocolate factory, a place filled with wonders and delights, where every day was a sweet adventure.